Welcome to our first recording of Eastdale Student Podcast, a podcast for student voice to discuss social justice.
My name is Bright, and here with me is Oshai. We are students from Eastdale CVI. We're talking about the topic colorism. So, Oshai, what do you think colorism could be defined as?
It's a form of discrimination based on your color in one, just in one main ethnic or race group. That's how I describe colorism. How about you?
Colorism is the disadvantages of people with a darker skin, why the privilege those with a lighter skin, right?
Yeah.
If we trace down where colorism started from, we could tell it began from slavery, where the slave owners told the black people, the dark skin people, to walk outside, while the light skin people could walk within the building, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. Because I don't think there's obviously colorism in every ethnic group, right? Or every color, different color groups. So, but in the black community, because I'm a black young male, it's most definitely started with slavery, where slave owners found that lighter skinned slaves, they found them more beautiful, they found them more precious, right? Because when we go back, all the way in Africa, obviously there's lighter skinned people there, but as a whole, it's usually a darker skinned community, right? But they never really discriminated against it, right? It was only until the whites came and they colonized it, they just glorified it and say it's beautiful, but they don't know the full history on it, in my opinion.
Actually, I get your point though.
That's why there was that discrimination against the darker skinned people, and then as time went on, it just continued to grow and grow.
Also, colorism can cause mental and emotional issues, as a colored individual can begin to self-hate and even classify superiority in their own race based on lighter or darker shades.
We were watching one of the TED Talks, and they showed the casting call for one, I think it was straight out of Compton, and it showed that the lighter skinned girls were perceived as the better girls or the prettier ones, and then the darker skin tone girls were perceived as not so pretty, or they were a lower class to the people who were lighter skinned.
You ever heard about the paper bag test? You heard about that one? Well, what a paper bag test is, if you are darker, let's say you're going into a nightclub, if your skin tone is darker than what it's supposed, darker than the paper bag, they will not let you into the nightclub just because you have a darker skin tone than a paper bag, which I find is very ridiculous and should be cut out. I hope it is. And if your skin tone is lighter than that paper bag, you are most likely getting into the nightclub or wherever you're going.
In today's society, we see a lot of bleaching products, right? A lot of cultures have it where the lighter skinned you are, the more beautiful you are, right? And it's
I see girls of today go, they keep on talking about light skin, right? They try to wash away their dark skin. So the only way to do so is bleach away the skin, right?
Yep.
But I don't see that as a nice thing. But it's just the ideology that brainwash them in a way, right?
Yep.
And confuse them to try to change their real identity to something unknown or what.
Yeah, and on social media as well, darker skin guys will, especially on TikTok, they'll get on there and they're like, oh, black girls are ghetto, I would never get with a black girl, and it's what?
The one example I can think of is what we also talked about in class with the skin lightening products and how it's a big thing over in other countries, because when you're seeing that on TV from such a young age, it's ingrained in you that lighter skinned is supposed to be better. And like Nicoine said, that can have a big toll on your mental health and how you perceive yourself.
Yeah, it's also a big thing in the Caribbean. Everyone bleaches their skin, it's just stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably a lot more common than we think.
Every culture has different shades of people in it, right? But at the end of the day, they're all part of the same group. But even still within that group, there's always one is always superior to the other due to certain things, right? And in the black community, it's always light skins. For some reason, everybody wants to glorify them, females and males, right? And when they say light skins, like, they always say, they're like, everything, something good always follows them. And then when they ever say they bring up a dark skin, it's always, they always have some weird nicknames or like some weird names that follow a dark skin. It's very, yeah. Some of them aren't as bad. Like, some people say, like, black people, like, there's, I want a nice chocolate man or whatever. Like, there's people that say that, but then there's other ones where it's like black and crusty or like bunkies. Like, they just, there's certain names that come with having dark skin that people don't.
Yeah, it's red.
It really hurts people. It hurts me to hear those names sometimes. Yeah, it's like my friends, it's like we're friends, you know, we joke around, we crack jokes, but like they always say I'm black, I'm blick, I'm charcoal, and I'm like, yo, relax on that, fam. It's like, like I get it's a joke, but at like there's times where like it bothers me, like it's like,
yeah,
you don't have like,
when you're, like take it too far, right?
Yeah, it's like you don't need to go all that way. It's like, yeah, I get it, I'm black, I'm 6'1", I'm black, I'm a big guy, like, you don't need to freaking shove it all in my face, right? But, yeah.
And then, like, what? Yeah, like, that, yeah, black person, like, your mom got married to, like, a white person and stuff. Like, I start, like, talking about where you're from, you're mixed, you're this, you're that. You're trying to, like, take away, like, the black stuff and put, like, the lights.
That, too. I feel like the black community, it's, like...
I don't know. Seriously, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but...
Again, going off what you're saying, the black community, like, not everybody does it, but people tend to try to strip it away from you. It's like,
yeah, I believe that a lot of change still has to be made. Like, obviously they use like skin lightening creams, or like they're still making so much money, and that's because of society and how they tell people with dark skin that like they're not as beautiful, but that's really not the truth. And I think it's really important to have more representation, because without any positive representation, like, especially these young children are gonna grow up thinking that, like, their dark skin is not as good as light skin. And that's really where the issue starts, because, yeah, we need representation or else society is just gonna continue to be harmful. And, yeah, it's like, I think it's good that that some change has already been made. Like, there are a lot of dark-skinned models, celebrities, and etc., but they still have to face the effects of colorism. And, yeah, it's just, it's really upsetting, the whole issue. And, like, we really need to change our beauty standards that our society has, and it's crazy how this issue is really affecting, like, everyone across the world. And, yeah, many people don't even realize, like, the privilege that they have, like, having fair skin. Like, even myself, like I said, I'm mixed in white passing. Like, I haven't really had to face those, like, bad things that come with colorism because I have light skin. And, yeah, I think it's really important that we actually address these issues, because change has to be made. Because, yeah, like, stereotypes and just... these, like, unrealistic beauty standards, they're really harmful, and they can actually, like, pose many harmful health, like, they can really harm your health, like skin bleaching and skin lightening cream. Like, we really have to address these issues.
Yes, I totally agree with that. It's like, if you don't change your mindsets, it's gonna keep, continuing, and it's gonna grow even more, and it's like gonna cause more people to be unhealthy. And again, I get that people are people who use these products, they're not to blame, they're trying to reach those limits that the society is making them. As a group, as a whole society, we do need to change the mindset. We do need to appreciate and accept that everyone is unique, everyone is beautiful, and everyone deserve that. So we should never tell them like they need to change, they need to be more light, or they need to be more white. So
I mean, I think to a certain certain extent, it is people talking about it, whether they have a platform or not. You're informing people that might not even know what it is, that it is a real issue and that it needs to be changed. And the more you talk about it, the more likely it could be for other people to start the conversation about it and to realize, like, why it needs to be talked about more.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't really know of any, like specific progress, but, like, talking about it and seeing it, like I've seen it on TikTok talked about a lot recently, and I think that's a really good thing because people are starting to talk about it more and making people aware, because I had no idea.
But I think the more people talk about it, the less ignorant people be, like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Using your voice to just spread awareness itself is, I think, progress. I mean, I think another way that we could get, like, society to talk about it more would be the people who have, like, a higher, almost platform, or, like, a higher, like, place in society as, like, people who are in power or people, like, in parliament to talk about it, or even get them to, like, recognize that it's a thing. Would definitely make a big step into trying to get more people to talk about it, especially if a politician or someone talks about it.
Yeah, exactly. People with a platform or with people that they're trusted in society, they need to start talking about these things more.
Do you have any suggestions on how society could improve on these situations when they do happen?
I think just letting people walk around the street the way they look without getting judged. Like, just letting people live their life the way they want to.
I so agree with that. Just let them breathe. Just let them walk on the streets really without you judging their skin or what they're wearing. Just let them go. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
What is the message you are wanting to send, and how do you want people to act in response to these issues?
Well, the message I want to send out for this is that just because you have a different skin tone does not mean you're this type of person. Just if you have a lighter skin tone does not make you smarter or more attractive. Having a darker skin tone does not make you dumb or look unattractive.
I think personally a big thing would be for people to acknowledge that it is a very, very real thing and that society does need to change it. Otherwise, it will stay around as long as people truly don't recognize that it is a huge issue in our society. And then it needs to be talked about more and it needs to be... Like, people need to not be uncomfortable and have these conversations with people. And if it makes them uncomfortable, they still need to talk about it because it needs to be brought to light, because some people refuse to acknowledge it exists or don't even know that it exists.
Yeah, exactly. And the more we talk about it, the less uncomfortable it will be. And I honestly think, like more people talking about it and people validating that it is real is going to help stop it.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not just among one race, right? It's ingrained from the bigger systemic racism. And it's literally, like, let's say you're black. Like, it's in your own group. So it's even harder because you're not only facing discrimination from people who aren't of color, but also people who are of color. So it's like, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I'm black. And, like, I've been told that I was too black by my own family members before, so, yeah.
I'm so sorry you had to experience that. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Everybody have different ideas and different stuff. And to stop it, it's, like, take a lot of time to even change the situation about colorism. But we have to, like, start from the young people. If we try to change it from the older people, like, I'm not saying it's too late, but it's going to be hard for them to accept something new in their old age or something like that, right?
Yep.
But if we try to change the mindset of the young ones, like the upcoming generation, the next gen,
yeah,
the next upcoming stars or thereabouts, like to educate them in both schools, encouraging parents to try and educate their children, but it's not going to be easy for the parents themselves if they're facing that same, you understand,
I agree that with mindset you.
And whatever, and so on and so forth. Even for the teachers too, they might be trying to teach them, but is the action showing it or something like that? You understand?
Yep.
And the students are always watching, right?
Yeah.
Even though you don't teach, they're always watching. And it's going to be hard to even change the situation, because even though they are being taught in school and they go outside and see different stuff, it's not really going to change anything. They're still going to pick what they learn. Because you could pick a talent from anywhere. It's not compulsory learning in school or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as habits and other stuff. You could just go out to the seat and be like, wow, so these are the things, then pick it up. Why there are some people that like could overlook it, right?
Yeah.
They could overlook it, they move on and say, this is not the right thing, but you can't tell, everybody are different, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard to like stop the colorism and other stuff in a way. Well, all we just have to do is try. There's no harm in trying, right? We just have to try to like change, bring change to society and other stuff.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I found it really upsetting. And yeah, we need to change our mindset, because really all people are deserving of love, like no matter their skin tone. And we should all embrace our differences, which I don't know, like society finds that so hard to do. But yeah, it's like our society and like commercials, like everything, they're always promoting like equity and equality. But yet we have yet to see that. And the entertainment and commercial industry is so huge, like, it literally influences how, like, many people live their everyday lives, because we are always seeing, like, commercials, we're always, like, on our, like, phones and TVs or whatever. And, like, that's why I think it's so important for positive representation for those with dark skin, so they can actually see themselves, like, on the screen and knowing that they are beautiful. And really, I think that's just the most important thing, and we really have to embrace our differences for some real change to be made in our society.
Thank you so much for our listeners today. We hope you learned something about colorism. If you would like to take part of this, of the East Hill Student Podcast,
please email Ms. McGregor at emily.mcgregor@ddsb.ca.
Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.